The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A new poll shows waning support in New York State for two notable elected Democrats, Governor Kathy Hochul and President Joe Biden. The survey from the Siena Research Institute gives Hochul her lowest favorability rating of 44%, though her recent decision to put on hold congested pricing in New York City is receiving strong bipartisan support. President Biden still leads former President Donald Trump among New York voters, 47% to 39%. But the poll is giving Biden his lowest favorability rate to date. Two-thirds of respondents say they plan to watch next week's debate between Biden and Trump. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is working to bring $50 million to the state through a grant expanding access to preventative health care in underserved communities. Speaking at the Community Health Center of Niagara Falls Wednesday, Gillibrand says her Health Equity Innovation Act provides funding for local grassroots health care organizations.
In addition to this, I support the Black Maternal Health Momnibus Act, which includes my Moms Matter Act. This bill would invest in community-based programs that provide mental and behavioral health treatments and funding to diversify the maternal mental health and substance use disorder workforce.
The bill specifically expands access to free or low-cost screenings, vaccinations, mental health services, and referrals. And low turnouts continue in early voting in advance of next Tuesday's primary. Erie County Board of Elections reports 110 ballots were cast at the 19 early voting sites Wednesday, bringing the five-day total to 541.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
City of Buffalo officials say they will use eminent domain to take control of the two historic buildings in the Cobblestone District that were damaged in a Tuesday night fire. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown said the buildings were already in poor condition prior to that fire.
The city is not looking at emergency demolition. We are looking at emergency stabilization.
The buildings, which date to 1852 and 1859, are owned by Darrell Carr, who wants them demolished in order to construct an office building at the location on South Park Avenue. There's more on the story at WBFO.org. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment will be on the November ballot after a state appeals court upheld the initiative against a legal challenge. If the referendum is approved, the measure would amend the state constitution to protect New Yorkers from discrimination based on gender, sexual orientation, pregnancy, pregnancy outcome, age, and disability. State Attorney General Letitia James, who represented the legislature in the dispute, called it a huge victory. The state Republican Party said in a statement that it would appeal the decision. That's according to the Associated Press. The legal challenge was brought forth by Livingston County Assemblymember Marjorie Burns. And this week's wave of heat appears to have already broken at least one record. According to data from the National Weather Service in Buffalo, the water temperature in Lake Erie hit 70 degrees in Buffalo yesterday. That is the earliest date the lake temperature has reached 70 degrees in any year.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.